We're talking with Aaron from CropX, and he's going to give you some more information on tools and for managing water use.
Yeah, so I spoke on managing water and crops, and really how do we make these tools simple and user-friendly and insightful and actionable easily. So we're looking at the various data layers that are used in making an irrigation decision, so from topography and satellite imagery, soil types, agronomic crop models, to what's happening in the soil, your soil moisture, your temperature, and your nutrient loading, taking all of that data, and then how do you make a decision from that whether to irrigate or not, and if you are irrigating, then what's your prescription or your recommendation that comes from that. So that was illustrated through several case studies that CropX has done globally. The first one was looking at a adaptive irrigation trial in Australia on corn, using an artificial intelligence algorithm to set the irrigation schedule. And this split one field up between the farmer's use and the algorithm's use and applied water to it. Over the season, there was a 460 cubes per hectare decrease in water use by the algorithm, but there was also a yield increase at the end of the season as well. The other case study was looking at a grapefruit grower in California. Their area is facing 20% water reductions in the coming years, and so they were really looking at how can we reduce our water usage on farm, and how can we continue farming the land that we have for generations. And so it was a small block, 50 trees in randomized blocks with a automated control system attached to it in the AI algorithm. And that ran for the season with a 68% savings in water and a modest yield increase as well.
So you talked about the yield increases that come from that. You know, 68% reduction in water is awesome, right? That's a fully enabler of being able to continue doing what you do. What do you attribute the yield increases to?
So I'm not the agronomist, but everything that I've talked to growers about, talked to our agronomy team about, a lot of it comes down to timing of application and then the amount of that application. So having that full data set that then you can optimize a decision based off of, and knowing what's happening in the soil as well, you can then determine what stage the crop is at in maturity and how much water it actually needs based on what's in the soil, and looking at the forecast and making a decision off of that. So it's really a lot of it, I think, comes down to the timing and making sure that it has exactly what it needs when it needs it.
It's interesting to see that the overwatering can result in reductions in yield. And what's causing that is an interesting question.
Yes. And so looking, I touched on that as well in terms of what we've seen in some corn growers. And so the reproductive stage of corn is where you get, if there's stresses, that's where you get the most variation in yield. But a lot of growers tend to overwater early on to try to make up, because they know they'll only be trying to catch up in the middle of the season in the height of summer. And actually watering early on means that there's not enough oxygen for optimal root growth, and they're not encouraging those roots to grow deeper to actually make a more tolerant plant in the height of summer when they are trying to chase and keep up with water.